You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This week, just outside of New Orleans, as steamboats pass by in the Mississippi River, a line of bonfires will light the way for Papa Noel. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. Building bonfires has been a Christmas tradition in this part of Louisiana for about 150 years. Teams of builders buy a $10 permit from the local parish and then construct 20-foot pyramids out of willow trees and cane reed. And on Christmas Eve, the bonfires are lit in a fiery spectacle that lines both sides of the Mississippi River. Local historian Charlie Duhy says there's a few explanations of why people originally began building bonfires on Christmas Eve.
One of the common things is say the lighting of the bonfires lights the way for Santa Claus, Papa Noel. He would follow the lights to these kids' homes to bring their presents. Another transition is that it lights the way for people to go to midnight mass for Christmas Eve. There's always midnight mass along the river, and these fires light the way for midnight mass.
While most bonfires are built in a pyramid or a teepee shape, every year there's a group of people who decide to do things a little differently.
These kids and all start experimenting. They'd build like a little log cabin, and they'd burn it. They'd build like a little southern mansion. They'd burn it. They built airplanes, they built ships, and one of our most famous ones, he built a replica of the state capitol, Louisiana state capitol, and they set it afire. But this little, what we call Bonfire Alley, you can just stand at levee and see bonfires for miles. It's beautiful.
To hear about our CD, please visit pulseplanet.com. Pulse of the Planet is made possible by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.